It is 8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, you want to have some fun with the kids. Maybe you just want to do some fun, like a good corn maze, perhaps.
Yeah.
Like pumpkins. They got them all. Farmgate Market, just south of Galva, a little bit east of Altona. It's a great place, easy to get to. And the owner joining us here this morning, Tom Jones. Tom, good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Very nice morning today.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for taking some time to join us here this morning. I know you're busy with everything going on there. Well, I got to say, got to go last weekend and did the corn maze and everything. Had a great time. Tom, talk about kind of getting this started. When did you decide to do this? And how come you wanted to get into doing, I guess, maybe to just have some fun yourself, right?
So, yeah, this was an old family farm. It's been in the family since 1872, and it was a dairy farm for some 70 years. And after the dairy ended, we had to do something with the old farm and the old dairy barn. So we started growing pumpkins, had a roadside market here that we opened up for all our farm goods. And the old barn was, we fixed it up, opened it up, and now it's full of thousands of, or hundreds and probably thousands of beautiful pumpkins.
You know, one of the great things, was really prominent to me were the white pumpkins. I thought those looked so cool because we did the corn maze and got all our clicks and got our free little, the smaller pumpkins. And we picked two white ones and an orange one. I can't remember if Lincoln picked the orange one, but I thought those white pumpkins were so cool. Are you growing the pumpkins as well?
Yeah, we grow right next to the corn maze.
Okay.
We've got 4 acres of pumpkins that we grow right here. And this is by far our best year for pumpkins. The weather around this whole area for farmers has been very, very good. And so our pumpkins are exceptional, and we've had a very good year.
How many years ago did you start with Farmgate Market?
Well, we started about 15 years ago. We started as a little roadside stand and let it grow. And it's all products from the farm that we grow here and produce and people just stop by. It's an honesty stand 99% of the time all during the week. People just stop by, pick up what they want, put money in a box or a check. And then during our weekends, we have a full crew, and we take credit cards for all the activities for the kids and for the sales of the pumpkins.
Well, you mentioned your crew. We're talking with Tom Jones, owner of Farmgate Market. Easy to get to. It's 2774 State Route 17. It's south of Galva. But if you're coming from Galesburg or this direction, you go on 34, you get to Altona, take a right. It's on, it's Main Street, Center Street. There's a gas station there. You take a right there. That takes you just a few miles to get to Route 17. Take a left, and you're about 0.2 of a mile, and there it is. You can't miss it. Really, really easy to get to. Nice little trip through some farmland. But you talked about having a full crew of help on the weekends, which you most definitely did. You got plenty of help. One of the great things, you actually have somebody helping you that's got a little bit of experience with this kind of business as well. Got a chance to chat with Bruce Curry last weekend.
Yeah. Bruce is well-known all of this area. He had his big entertainment place up there. And so I after he retired, I asked if he would come and help us to kind of sort out how to do this properly, safely, and so everybody could have a good time and enjoy themselves.
Well, he's doing a great job, and you guys have a really good setup. All right, we'll talk a little bit about talk about the corn maze, number one. How do you come up with the design and everything? Do you plant the corn in its entirety first, or do you plant it in the maze shape?
We just planted it. And then when it was only about 3 or 4 inches tall, Bruce came out with us, and we walked it out. We made a design and kind of made it into on a graph paper, and then we're able to walk it off, flag it, and then mow out the design of the corn maze. So people were looking at me a little funny around here this year because I was out with a lawnmower mowing through the cornfield. So it was pretty funny.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it's pretty challenging. The nice thing was also, it was a little bit cool last Saturday, not super bad, but enough of a little breeze. But out in the corn maze, it was nearly perfect because you weren't getting much of a breeze. And this time of year, that's pretty nice to have. But it was definitely a challenge to get around and then find all the, because there's some different, some kind of circular or rounded rows to kind of go through, and so it's pretty challenging. It was a lot of fun, though. We eventually had to split up to find the last couple.
Yeah, that's all right. A little teamwork is always good out there in the corn maze.
Absolutely. So, how many acres is the corn maze itself?
It's 7 acres.
Okay, okay. Yeah, really, really fun and really challenging. So let's talk about some of the other activities. You know, I know my son Lincoln did the pedal cars, which was a blast. You have a little course there for that. Talk about some of the other activities as well.
Yeah, we have hayrack rides that we do to go out to the pumpkin field, and you can pick your own pumpkins. We have a discount for anybody who wants to go out and play out in the pumpkin patch and pick their own pumpkins. And we have a big slide in the straw house and the pedal carts. All the kids love the pedal carts. Then we have a pumpkin slingshot and target set up, and little small pumpkins you can shoot like a slingshot. And if you are successful and hit one of the targets, you get a free pumpkin. And then we've got a food stand for a lot of tasty treats. This weekend they'll have some nice a nice warm food, I think, and
just a lot of different activities that you and your family can do. I was looking on the I said in the straw house there. It's really cool with the slide coming down out of it, and just so many. And petting zoo as well. Don't you have that as well?
Yeah, we have some pot-bellied pigs and some goats and some chickens, and so they always like some free food when somebody comes by.
Absolutely.
Something to eat, so they're right there.
Yeah. So what are your normal hours where all the people are able to do all the activities?
Yeah, on Saturday and Sunday it's from 11 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. So we're open earlier for any kind of pumpkin sales, and all during the week we're always open because it's an honesty stand and people just stop by, pick up what they want, put the money in the box. So we're open from sunrise to sunset during the week.
Yeah, and you've got such a great selection, like just about any size and color of pumpkin you can think of, and lots of other gourds and things as well available.
Yeah, my wife does artwork, and she takes the gourds that we grow, and she makes them into all kinds of birdhouses and other artwork. And we've got Indian corn and other products.
You know, I like Tom Jones, the owner of Farmgate Market, joining us here this morning. I like what you did with the some of the big round hay bales. You got one that you've made to look like a bear, and the other one where the little pedal cart course is. It's a yellow with a smiley face and sunglasses and wearing headphones.
Yeah. Kids, the kids like all that, and it makes it fun for them.
How did you come up with those designs?
My wife's an artist, and I don't ask her how. I just say thank you, and she always does a nice job.
There you go. Well, she really does. It's outstanding. Farmgate Market, again, it's on 2774 State Route 17. Galva, you can find their Facebook page. And, again, it's so easy to find. If you're coming from this direction, you go to Altona, take a right at the gas station. Going east, you'll hit Route 17 in just a few miles. Take a left, and it's just a couple of tenths of a mile. You can't miss it. Farmgate Market, and just some really, I mean, even, you know, as an adult, if you just like pumpkins and different things, you like to do stuff and design on your own. There's some, as he said, that Tom, that your wife has done some really cool designs that you got in your little store area there where you pay for things. Some really, there was some that were really amazing that you couldn't even tell were pumpkins. It was pretty cool.
Right. She takes things and puts them together, and I have no idea what they're going to be. All I know, they'll be beautiful when they're done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and of course, I was interested in watching the pot-belly pigs. I know you guys had tossed some pumpkins in there for them to eat. That's fun to watch. I always wonder if that's what I look like when I'm eating. I don't know. Throw a pumpkin pie in front of me and just bury my face in it. It may be similar, except for the spots. I don't know. All right. Tom Jones, the owner of Farmgate Market, with us here this morning. So if somebody's planning on coming, the cost to do, I know you can get a card that you can do, that the kids can do all the different activities, and you can do, which includes the corn maze. What's the cost for that?
Well, if you want to have a complete pass, is $15. But there's peewee passes and there's mini passes. It depends on how old the kids are you're bringing and what activities they want to take, they want to do. So most of the activities run about $3 a piece, and it just depends on what package you want. But it's real very reasonable, and just come on out and have some fun.
Absolutely. Well, I got to say, it was a blast. We love doing it. And, again, easy to get to. It's to the east of Altona, south of Galva. Easy to get to. Farmgate Market, and great activities for you and your kids or grandkids, whatever you want to do. And always, like you said, Bruce, you got to, you can grab a nice bite to eat while you're out there as well.
Correct. Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, Tom, anything else we need to know about Farmgate Market?
Well, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. You know, nice fall weekend, a little cool, just right. The trees are all changing colors around here. It's a beautiful drive, so just stop out and visit us and have some fun.
Absolutely. Tom, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.